When it comes to MTB, what's most important? Is it the bike or is it the rider?
Well, the news is telling us that a good rider can conquer all.
Well, let's talk about all that in this week's Dirt Shed Show.
Yes, welcome to this week's Dirt Shed Show with me, Martin Ashton.
Neil Donoghue.
Yeah, Blake Sampson.
Come on, all of us in today.
Nearly four of us.
A lot of fun. Where's Rich?
He's not around. There is a smell, though.
We have got quite a cool subject, and I like where this might take us. Neil, you are quite shocked by the results from the downhill this week and what the first and second might mean, or the conversation it starts. Go for it.
Well, Ronan Dunne had an amazing ride. Great to see the young Irishman win his first ever World Cup because he's brilliant to watch. If you've seen his GoPro run, I'm sure you'll agree. Do you see how close he was to that one marker? I had to replay it.
Just see if he squashed it or went over it.
I think he just, you see his front wheel, do this around it. But it was brilliant, but also that he won by 0.064 of a second over the legendary Loic Bruni. And it got me thinking about the bikes. Loic Bruni's bike, I love looking at it, I have done it a few times. It's so crazily detailed, and him and his mechanic, you know, you see what they've done to this thing. It's got electronic lockout. It's got this dog bone on the bottom. You can change anything and everything. The bike is perfected by this really polished race team. Ronan Dunne shows up his second race on that Mondraker bike. Mm. Different style about the guy, telling himself, pedal, mid-race. And he wins the race. He beats the ultimate professional on a bike that he's barely ridden. Yeah. I think it's crazy.
It's credible because I think, I don't know what you think, Blake, but when I hear downhill is the F1 of mountain biking, the Loic Bruni specialised thing, yes, that looks like the F1. Of downhill. I feel like, I mean, the Mondraker team does look good this year.
To
so
get
the
me
bike's
wrong,
obviously working.
That bike is a prototype. It's completely adjustable. So he's got a lot of room to play. But also, sort of the kind of what I'm saying is he's only just jumped on it, really. He could get it completely wrong. He's got to learn that bike. Dakota Norton is also riding that bike very well when he's not washing it out in his finals run. So it's working for him. And I love seeing it happen. But actually, I did look at the results. I put it on my Instagram, and Loic Bruni, as much as he got beat, he's winning the overall 627.2456.
Yeah, quite a lead.
I mean,
the way you win championships is you keep getting good places. Yeah, so he's doing a great job. But you did a bit of maths on how much that winning margin is in actual distance, right?
You all know that speed equals distance divided by time.
Yeah.
Anyway, I worked out the average speed of that track, and that 0.064 a second turns out to be 80 centimetres, let's say. 80
that centimetres
between Ronan Dunne and Loic Bruni. Imagine that at 45 kilometres an hour. There's nothing.
Absolutely nothing in it. But I guess we could say, if you put those two in a bit of a race off, you'd have to say Ronan Dunne was the underdog and he's triumphed. So let's ask that question. What's most important? Like, is there any... I can't think of any examples where a bad rider did good because of an incredible bike, but I can think of lots of times when a great rider just shines through, even or despite what they're riding. We should probably be careful what bikes we suggest saying.
That's true.
Yeah.
I thought interestingly as well in the enduro race, another really tight race, Charlie Murray won the race from Slaven Lukasic by 0.095. So 25 minutes, no, 23 minutes of racing.
Yeah.
That much. And Charlie Murray was on his stump jumper, not on the enduro bike.
Yeah,
enduro.
And I heard Slaven was bored the next day.
So he went and raced and won the e-bike race.
That is unbelievable, isn't it? I mean, that guy has got some beans this year. He's going to be hard to beat. If you can just punt out 2 days on the trot like that on those courses, I mean, EDRE is not easy. It's a big, big day out. So what do you think? Have you ever thought, I was thinking maybe Chris Akrig is a great example of someone who shines through no matter what bike you give him, the rider over the bike, because if he can transfer the skills he's got, even if like you think he was like a big name in single speed bikes for a bit, he was actually maybe the top guy randomly on fixies because he could just transfer his skills. And I would say when it comes to a fixie, that is despite the bike, because they are a nightmare.
They're
a nightmare to ride. So I think he's quite a good example of a rider that really transfers.
Sam Pilgrim, he rides pretty much anything
and
everything.
Pilgs.
You went to unicycling and owned that world.
I owned that world for a week.
Yeah. Very disappointing.
Very disappointing.
But you're right, Pilgrim.
He can put his skills to anybody.
Yeah, I mean, what have you seen him ride that blows your mind?
The road bikes.
We're talking.
Yeah. Bikes. Road bikes.
Now, a little story, right? I mean, usually when I'm talking, we end up talking about a video I made once.
Yeah.
Right?
I remember
but
it.
We, at one point, obviously, because I wasn't riding anymore, Sam Pilgrim stepped in to make a third version of that video, mm-hmm. right? Didn't get all the views that the other ones got, but it got quite a lot of views, millions. Yeah. And he was literally getting on a bike, and we were going to shoot a film where he would do, basically, dirt jumps on a road bike. We went to the location.
It's a stupid idea.
It is a stupid idea, but we thought we'd go to a great place. Where did we go? San Diego.
We were in San Diego.
To ride all the dirt jumps, they'd all been washed out by terrible weather. Mm. So basically, Sam Pilgrim learned trials on a road
and
bike
street.
In a week, did the video and put it out just by going, oh, I'll just do trials then.
Mm. Incredible. It is ridiculous.
So yeah, sometimes the riders just cannot be stopped no matter what you put them on.
Yeah, it's not about the bike. Didn't Lance Armstrong say that? It was about the drugs, I think.
I think it was about the drugs, yeah.
It was all about the drugs.
What's up, everyone? I'm extremely happy to kick off this week with some good news. After worries about their future, Kona Bicycles have been purchased by their original owners, Dan Gerhardt and Jake Hellebron, who, together with a team of experienced Kona employees, will be driving the brand towards the future. They'll be playing to the heritage strengths of Kona whilst getting back to basics, pausing their direct-to-customer operations and going back to their distributor relationships. No more buy one, get one free sales, but some great value for money promised, centered around their Pacific Northwest home of operations. Muckoff have released their Silky Suspension Serum, a silicon-infused spray which reduces the distinction between wiper seals and stanchions, repelling grime and reducing contaminants in those lowers, keeping everything lubricated. A 100ml spray bottle will set you back £4.99. As with all silicon products, make sure you don't get any on your rotors. All right, Polish pronunciation practice time. The World Cup was in Bielsko-Biała and the ski resort of Szczyrk last weekend, producing some fantastic racing with a first-time venue. Athletes loved it. The crowd was amazing. We got some stellar results. As always, replays are on Discovery+, Max, Eurosport, or other places, depending on where you are in the world. Check out the UCI MTB World Series YouTube for some highlights. And something I'm very appreciative of this season are the misspelled summers, notes from roundup emails. Shout out to those guys for pulling those together. Now to the results. The event opened with the Enduro, where we were treated to what I think might be the second closest finish in the sport's history. On the up since 2018, Charlie Murray got his first win, just edging out the local favourite Slawomir Lukusic by just 0.095 seconds. Just under double the time Richie Rude beat Jack Moyer in Val di Fasso in 2021. Richie came third at this race in Poland, though he was beaten by a whisker. Łukasiec did go on to win the e-bike race the next day by a proper margin. The elite women's race saw Isabeau Cordero take the win over Hattie Harnden by just 0.2 seconds. Chloe Taylor from Gowon Racing, who we followed around for a piece on privateer races back at the same race in Val di Fasso 2021, took her first podium in third, including a stage win by 9 seconds on stage 2. Groundhog Day in the junior downhill with Asa Vermette and Heather Wilson taking wins just like in Fort William. Asa's time would have seen him 21st in elite men, Heather's 4th in elite women. Speaking of those elite races, it was an electric first win for Ronan Dunn as he crossed the line just 0.064 seconds up on Loic Bruni. Loris Vergier into third place, the women's race saw Marion Cabarrou take the win, Camille Blanche close second, Nina Hoffman third. Shoutouts this week go to Mud Tires, sick to see a downhill course with very few hard pack sections, Valley Hole and Dakota Norton, who were both on heater runs until crashing, Lucky Stevens McNabb for an unreal semis result and for posting green splits on Bruni in the race, Amory Piron for a 5th place podium a year after breaking his neck, Estelle Charles, who was at the pointy end of Enduro and Finale a few years back and looks to be making her way back there, ALN, who was actually knocked to the floor by an out-of-control e-bike rider mid-transition, but was able to fix the bike and make her start time, finishing 6th on the day, and Marco Osborne, loving those Polish tracks with a 10th place finish. Okay, that's all from me this week. Stick around for the sickest thing.
Right, this week's sickest thing has to be this super sick new edit from Sleeper Co at the UCI Mountain Bike World Cup in Poland. I refuse to say shredder, it's not a real word, it just sucks, it's just mountain biking, it's just an edit. As someone who was introduced to bike life in the early 2000s when it was way more Hessian rock and roll, it does seem like the industry's been taken over by woke culture and it's just sanitized racing and mountain biking and basically trying to turn action sports into sports sports. Which is stupid, because it's just gonna turn the world into trail clones. Anyway, it's so refreshing to see edits like this, punching through, putting respect on the core culture's roots, and generally making mountain biking look badass to the outside world. Like it's supposed to. It's gnarly. It's mountain biking. Also, can someone tell me where this song was used before in mountain biking? Because all I can think of is Krusty 2000, the Metal Millennium, legendary motocross film. Right, that's my sickest thing this week. Time to go back to the shed.
Thank you, Tom and Toff. Right, before we get into hacks and bodges, quick reminder on our Camelback bundle competition, right? You can win one of four of these bundles. The link is in the description down below, but you haven't got much time left.
You've got the weekend.
You've got the whole weekend, I guess. But yeah, Monday 27th is the closing day, so get your entry in. And you could win yourself and be seen on the Dirtshire Show on the 31st of May as a winner of the Camelback Bundle. That's pretty exciting, isn't it?
It's beautiful.
Wouldn't mind that at all. So get involved with that, please do. Right, hacks and bodges.
Yes.
First up, I really like this from Peter Drexler. Oh, nice and simple.
I do, it's clean.
Great bike rack for the back of your van. Very simple.
It's a family wagon, isn't it? Rather than having a van, it's a Ford Grand Tourneo Connect, so it's got seats in it.
Hey, I've got one of them.
Have you?
That's what I've got.
Well, you can do that to yours.
It's sort of a Pope Mobile, isn't it?
Oh, right. Calm down.
Well, then you can't lean your bike against the window,
you can do anything in a tornado, Neil.
Well, you need to be able to secure your bike and smash the window.
It's a good idea.
It's a very good idea.
So simple as well. Just slides in, holds all the bikes up, does the job. Fantastic.
I do like this last one. This one here.
Yes.
It's a little toolbar, little tool bag goes underneath your saddle.
Really neat, that, isn't it?
Very stealth spare tube storage.
Yeah, and he's made it out of a little sunglasses pack. Like it. That's very, very clever. From Manglaran.
We have another one from Cyclists, lots of numbers. Buddha the Shop Dog. This is Buddha, my 10-year-old shop dog at Syke Bike in Harrison, Arkansas.
A little bit of Hounds and Beagles at the end.
I'm the mechanic there. Sometimes don't hear people come in, but Buddha is more than happy to help you out.
How's that?
No one's stealing a bike from that shop, are they?
How's that a hack or a botch?
It's not. It's a hound or a beagle. You just got to roll with it, Blake. You just got to roll with it.
Oh, his name used to be Buddha Balls, but after a recent bout with tumour, his name is sadly shortened.
Oh, no.
Just Buddha.
No, love seeing Buddha your trail Ballis. Dogs. If you've got a hack or a bodge,
I'm getting a trail dog.
Or a hound or a beagle. Neil is getting a hound stroke beagle. It's kind of. If you've got one of those, you can also send that in. We'll fit it in somewhere. We love seeing them. Even if they don't get in the show, we like to see them anyway, see what you guys are up to. So get involved with the uploader that is linked down below. Quick shop shout out.
Oh, yes.
We've got an amazing deal on at the moment, up to 50% off in our spring sale. Some great stuff, like look at this, the Sprocket tea. Give us a little spin.
It's on the back, is the best bit.
It was Sprocket tea. Look at that. Great stuff in the shop. Great deals. Don't miss out on it. And obviously, it's a great way to support the channel. Thank you very much.
Yeah. So it's 50%, right?
Up to 50%.
Oh, so if you buy two of 50%.
Oh, don't start.
You get one free, right?
Don't start.
It's almost half price.
Well, it's half price.
Oh, it is half price.
You get one free.
Let's get out of this with caption contest. Yeah, caption contest. Nice photo of Owen here in his tiger pajamas, reading The Economist.
Reading people write, we still read magazines.
Apparently they do.
Wear pajamas.
I'm going to start us off and see who can win the stunt mug this week with Echo Foxtrot 1. He says, when you're already in the doghouse and the wife catches you looking at more bike parts. Yeah, he's got that look on his face,
he does. He's like,
oh, no, I've been caught. Yeah, that's a good one. It's a good one.
L. Richt DB, the disappointment was palpable after Owen promised the ladies they would see a tiger in the bedroom.
Wow. That's strong. That's a good one.
But this one hits the... Ant Dodd 1 says, Owen gets the part of Dougal in the remake of Father Ted, doesn't he? That's the vibes I'm getting.
Yeah, that is very good. Which one are you going to go with, Neil? Because those last two were very, very good.
I don't know. I like Father Ted.
You like Father Ted, but I like the second.
Yeah, go on,
let's
then.
Go with Tiger in the Bedroom.
Elric, you have won yourself a stunt mug. It's on its way to you. I'm going to try. Here we go.
Oh,
pretty good. If you would like to win yourself a stunt mug like this one, then please send us in a caption for this photo here. Yes.
Oh.
Give us a caption for that. And you could be a winner next week. Right, some things we like this week, and I'm starting with this, the Empire Scooter, right? What do you think of this, guys? I think I'd like to see one of you on one. Mm-hmm. And I also think it might be the perfect platform for a bucket bike.
Oh, yes, I agree.
Disability riders approach. I think we could do something with this. What do you think?
Yes. I think I'd like to see Blake ride it.
Oh, I'd love to ride that.
Mark, you and I go for a ride on one of them?
I quite like the idea of trying one of them, but I feel like it's begging for a bucket to be added on it, and that could be a bit of a solution.
Imagine
right
flipping
there.
That thing. Suicides would be so easy. You can just grip it with your calves. And
It's an interesting looking bike, though, isn't it?
Yeah,
I've seen a few of them online. Quite like this BMX jump by this BMX guy who might be
Willie,
famous.
He's not BMX.
He might be famous.
He's a scooter guy.
He's a scoot guy.
Yeah. Actually, yeah, he is a scooter guy, actually, isn't he? Yeah.
But, bringing his scooter talents to BMX, I guess it's pretty crazy what he has actually done on a BMX. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, he's done so many world's first now, but, best trick at one of the big events. What was the big event he was at?
Montpellier Fees.
That's a good event, that.
Does he won Fees, didn't you, Blake?
No, brother,
no,
did.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, brother
does he still ride a scooter, or is he full-time BMX?
Pretty much full-time BMX these days. He's grown up and everything.
Your brother still hasn't grown out of scooters either.
No, he hasn't, has he?
No. It's very scooter-centric this week, isn't it? Because talking about the old Empire. Well, right, let's get off scooters. This girl's flipping hilarious. Katie Burrell, what a follow she is on Instagram.
She's brilliant.
I like her comedy. And I think a lot of this little sketch she's doing is quite true. Some riders who are slow say a lot of these things. Mm-hmm.
And
I like it.
Who knew that Canadians say bugger?
Yeah, she does say bugger well, doesn't she? Yeah, very good. Talking about this week, let's project forward and have a look what's coming up on the channel this week. We've got some great stuff. I cannot wait for the wireless brakes video you two did.
I cannot wait for that.
I cannot wait to see it.
I was slightly nervous because I was the man
in
control. And I thought we were quite good at doing endos. Turns out I'm good, but he's not.
Yeah, so it doesn't always, you, dude,
doesn't always work.
Neil went through it that day and he stuck to it and we got a video made. Well done, Neil.
Let's just say I respawned multiple times at the top of the hill to do it again and again and again.
It was also, flipping. Go on.
Sorry, I'm just saying it's flipping funny. Hopefully that comes across in the video.
Yeah, I can't wait to see it. I've heard a lot about it in the office and it sounds very good. So don't miss the wireless brakes. You've got to watch it to believe it. So it's a very funny idea. Also, full suspension BMXing Blake.
We've actually got that. Turned out to be all right, apart from the rough stuff, but it'll all come out.
Jump's nice.
Jump's really nice.
Any X-ups, tail whips?
X-ups, no tail whips, bars, you know, the cables didn't.
Right, should we get into the bike?
Whose bikes we got this week?
Oh, we have got a banger to start in the bike vault from Cyclist 97992. It's his pride and joy, Trek EXE. Oof. 9.5.
Is that e-bike?
Yes.
Flat fuel. It's beautiful.
Oh, no. So full one-up cockpit, carbon e-bar, thick grips. I've started running thick grips.
Yeah, I've got the ergon.
Times have changed. They're like getting old.
Now wait, I'm being a dummy. That is an e-bike, right?
Yeah.
Yes, e-bike.
God, it's so stealth.
Gorgeous,
isn't it? Isn't it amazing?
It's all black.
Oh my god. Lines have been blurred. We don't know what's going on anymore.
I really like this next bike. So this is Yeti SB130. So trail bike.
We didn't nice or super nice.
We did. We already agreed. It was super nice.
I wasn't listening to you.
It's a 2019 bike from Velo Tony. What's that? It's Adventure Time, isn't it?
Beautiful. And Futurama.
Yeah, that's a great looking bike. What's that boa strap on the saddle pack? I don't know what that is.
Look at that,
gold chain, Kashima.
Boa strap on?
Yeah.
I'm going to say that's a super nice.
It's not in turquoise, but close enough.
Super nice.
Super nice it is.
Ooh, look at this. Z84X79KAMP.
Catchy username.
Yep.
Lovely.
Cube 177 Race 29er.
Yeah. John is his actual name from Jersey. Channel Islands, not New Jersey.
Oh, he might know Rich.
Yeah, maybe.
Looks like it's a very capable setup, that one.
It is,
got the old handguards on there, dropper, mudguard, hugging on the back.
Everyone's loving one-up components because it's all on this bike as well.
Yeah.
We're going to give that.
Nice.
Nice.
We got another cube. Sven van der Meer. Cube Hands 2014.
Custom painted.
27 front, 26 back.
Very neat looking bit of kit, that.
No, it's cool, actually.
And I guess it's almost starting to feel a little bit, of a time, maybe. Yeah.
Did the stickers look the wrong way around on the fork? Was that me?
Oh, yeah,
I was expecting it to read Zeb the other way up.
No, yeah, if you look at the look at that one, and then that one.
Yeah.
Well, we're given that. I quite like that one.
Yeah, I quite like it.
Nice.
Can we request some better usernames, please? If you're uploading something, you're really welcome, but give us a bit of a name. I don't know. It's really hard to tell.
But the bike is a Kona, and that is
super nice
in the news, because Kona is back from the dead. The original owners, Dan and Jake, I bought the brand back.
Super nice to that.
Super nice to see Kona back and owned by the right people. But your username sucks. I'm not getting over it.
It's got to be good for hopefully for the industry, isn't it? The people like Kona are coming back.
Here we go. We've got a good username here. Otis.
Love
Otis.
It.
There you 1337. Go. What happened on that date?
Great Fire of London.
Probably. Very nice looking bike. Is that a ghost?
It says,
no, it's a giant. It's a giant hardtail.
XTC SLR1.
Yeah, it's. I like that a lot.
That's beautiful.
Nice and stout.
Yeah, do it,
simple.
Go on. You know it.
Traily hardtail.
Ooh.
It's got spark. Whoa. So the stealthy one with everything stuck inside the frame.
Yep. What the hell is that mudguard?
Do you know what? Those mudguards, I've seen them
what
quite a lot.
What the hell,
now.
Neil, is that mudguard on that bike?
It keeps you
that
very dry.
That mudguard should not be on that bike.
I'm more interested in the number plates, because loads of old school British number ones, some of those RockShox Varvic, I've done some of those races, really old British cycling national races from like mid-90s.
Is this your shed?
I don't know who this is, SGB, but must have raced a lot back, BITD, back in the day. I'm sure I've done some of those races.
Now, that is a lovely bike. It's a super nice, but because of the mudguard... I'm only joking. It's very, very good.
Finish. This is a good one. This is As John Doe's bike in Sedona, riding near the White Line, Santa Cruz Mega Tower.
Did he ride the White Line? That's what we wanted to know.
You can see it's over
there.
It's right there in the background.
I was going to say, I recognise that.
He's near the White Line, but did he ride it?
Did he?
But I tell you what, his bike... I love
super
it.
Nice.
Super nice.
Would you stop and take a photo on the White Line? Probably wouldn't, would you?
Yeah. No, you would actually want to do it in one
hit. Do you reckon I could ride the White Line on my boathead? It's quite a camber, isn't it?
It's super cambery.
Yeah, maybe.
There's only one way to find out.
Cole Bernier, he'd do it. He's nuts. He's amazing. Cole, off you go. Do the White Line. Let us know. there we go. We're out of the bike vault for this week. Make sure you get involved by sending your bike into the uploader. We're done for the show this week. Thanks, lads.
Thank you very much.
Did we get to a resolution? Is it the bike or is it the rider? It's the rider, isn't
it? It's the rider.
Well, actually, Hardline's coming up soon, which is a different vibe on Daniel altogether.
Let's just hope it is the rider that survived, because my gosh, it's going to be gnarly.
Yeah, it's a big looking race. And don't forget, got Nova Mestu XC this weekend as well. So some great racing to come. And we might be discussing how cool are these XC riders next week.
Controversial topic as well, Martin, at the moment.
Yeah, we'll be getting into that next week. But thanks for watching. We'll see you next time. Love, like, and subscribe. And we'll see you later.
Yeah.